Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. Today is September 15th, 2019. The day was September 15th, 1963. Members of the Ku Klux Klan planted bombs in the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, killing four girls and injuring many other people. Birmingham was an important site of protest and organizing during the civil rights movement. Launched in 1963, the Birmingham Campaign was a movement of protest against segregation laws in the city. It was home to Bethel Baptist Church, which was the headquarters of the Alabama Christian Movement for Human Rights, and where activist Fred Shuttlesworth served as pastor for several years. And Birmingham was the site of the Children's Crusade in May of 1963, when students marched to protest segregation and were met with blasts from water hoses, attacks by police dogs, arrests, and beatings by police officers. The students involved in the Children's Crusade gathered at the 16th Street Baptist Church and marched downtown. The 16th Street Baptist Church specifically was a place where civil rights activists met and organized in Birmingham. People like Southern Christian Leadership Conference leader James Bevel and Martin Luther King Jr. spoke at the church. But on September 15th, 1963, it was a site of terrorism. That day, the church held Sunday services as usual. But around 10:22 a.m., Carolyn Maul, who was acting as Sunday school secretary, picked up a phone call. The caller only said 3 minutes and hung up. Just after Carolyn hung up the phone, a bomb exploded in the church. Three of the girls that were killed, Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair, and Carol Robertson, were 14 years old. Cynthia Wesley was 11 years old when she was killed in the church bombing. Sarah Collins, Addie Mae's sister, was blinded in one eye because of the blast. The bomb had been planted beneath steps on the east side of the church, and the girls who died were in the basement at the time of the explosion. More than 20 people were injured in the blast. There had been other bombings in Birmingham in 1963 in retaliation to desegregation measures being passed. The Gaston Motel, where Dr. King had been staying but left, was bombed. The house of A.D. King, Martin Luther King Jr.'s brother, was also bombed. NAACP attorney Arthur Shore's house was firebombed. Segregationist reactions to the success of the civil rights movement were often violent. After the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing, protesters came to the scene of the crime. Two black boys, Virgil Ware and Johnny Robinson, were killed in the riots, and more were injured. Alabama Governor George Wallace sent National Guardsmen and 300 state troopers into Birmingham, and hundreds of police officers and sheriff's deputies also showed up to police the crowds. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke at the funeral held for three of the girls. The FBI office in Birmingham launched an investigation into the bombing. In a memo to FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, agents named white supremacist Thomas Blanton, Robert Chambliss, Bobby Frank Cherry, and Herman Cash as suspects. But by the time the investigation ended in 1968, there were no indictments. The FBI said that witnesses were reluctant to talk, that there was not enough physical evidence, and that info gathered from FBI surveillance was not admissible in court. The bombing, along with other tragic events that affected people's perception of the civil rights movement, like John F. Kennedy's assassination and the March on Washington, inspired support for and the passage of civil rights legislation in the following years. Alabama Attorney General Bill Baxley later reopened the case, and in 1977, Robert Chambliss was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison. Blanton and Cherry were sentenced to four life terms in 2001 and 2002, respectively. Cash died in 1994 before he was charged. FBI informant Gary Thomas Rowe Jr. was also suspected of being involved in the bombing, but he was cleared of involvement. It's been claimed that Hoover ordered FBI agents not to disclose evidence against the bombers to county prosecutors to prevent justice from being served. But the FBI said his concern was to prevent leaks and that he did not think a conviction could be won on circumstantial evidence. The FBI did acknowledge that it did not give secretly recorded tapes and other evidence to Alabama officials when it reopened its investigation. The 16th Street Baptist Church is now a National Historic Landmark. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. We'd love it if you left us a comment on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. See you same place, same time tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.